This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back to the Husker Sports Network studios. I'm Matt Cotney, and at the half, Big Red leads it over Rutgers 21-7. Now let's go back to the Drive Sober broadcast booth in New Jersey. Here's Greg Sharp.
All right, thank you, Matt. We welcome you to the halftime chat with Nebraska President Hank Bounds. And lovely trip here to just the outskirts of New York City. And I know you came along to spend some time with some of our great donors and fans of the university.
Absolutely. We have such great fans, and what a great place to attend a football game.
No doubt. It's very important to you that the university is making Nebraska a better place. And today we're going to talk about the university's plan to make Nebraska the healthiest state in the country. Tell us about this.
Greg, that's right. Health is certainly something that touches everyone across Nebraska. Earlier this year, Nebraska was ranked as the 10th healthiest state in the nation by America's Health Rankings. That's a great ranking, and we were 11th the previous year, so we're climbing up, we're making progress, but we want to do more. The College of Public Health at the University of Nebraska Medical Center took this as a challenge, and they've set a goal to work with our community partners to make Nebraska the healthiest state in the country by 2020.
Well, that's an ambitious goal. Let's talk about the rankings. How do they get to those?
Well, 25% of it is based on how healthy we are, such as the number of people with diabetes or who die from cancer, and 75% on all the conditions that make us healthier day to day. That includes access to health care, but it also includes our behaviors, like how physically active we are, community environmental factors such as low pollution levels, and public policies that support funding for public health. Actually, only a small part of being healthy is about medical and health care. Most of our health is determined by the things that impact us every day: access to healthy foods, living in safe neighborhoods, quality education. Being healthy is really about where and how we live, work, play, and learn.
And being healthier means an improved Nebraska overall.
Absolutely. And as I've traveled across the state and met with community and legislators, I'm convinced we have the talent and leadership in Nebraska to be the healthiest state in the nation. This doesn't just lead to healthy benefits, but also showcases what a great place Nebraska is to live, work, and study.
Well, let's talk about the university and its ability to help this achieve the goal of making this the healthiest state in the nation.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, we will continue to train healthcare professionals at UNMC. That's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, dentists, and many other healthcare professions. This will address the significant shortage of healthcare workers across Nebraska, and we'll continue to showcase serious medicine at the Medical Center and Nebraska Medicine. This ensures everyone has timely access to medical care. However, every campus and all the students we educate will play a role in helping Nebraska become healthier, from architecture and urban planning to education and engineering. And we'll need to work with our community partners, such as local and regional health departments, hospitals and healthcare systems, nonprofit groups, and many others. The University of Nebraska is proud to serve as a catalyst for this change, but it can't be done without others joining us. Health is about communities working together.
Visiting Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime of the Huskers game with Rutgers. Let's talk about, if you can show us some examples of things that the university is doing to create some partnerships.
Sure. So we've just begun the Food for Health Collaboration Initiative. It's an effort across all campuses to enhance collaboration around critical societal and human health issues related to food. The initiative provides funding opportunities for researchers who collaborate, and all four campuses are already working together to identify areas where the University of Nebraska can take a lead.
What are some of the key health issues that Nebraskans are facing?
So, there are three critical areas that we have to address. Number one, 30% of Nebraskans are now overweight or obese. Obesity leads to cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. All of these are major causes of chronic illness and death in the state. Number two, cancer is the number one cause of death in Nebraska. Lung cancer is the most common, with colon and rectal cancer second overall, and breast cancer second most among women. Number three, we also need to reduce Nebraska's rate of binge drinking. Binge drinking is associated with numerous negative outcomes, from death or permanent disability from driving while impaired, to sexually transmitted infections and unwanted pregnancies.
So what can Nebraskans do to become healthier?
Well, so we view this in three simple ways. Number one, stop smoking. Get medical help to stop smoking. Smoking is the leading cause of preventable deaths in the state. Number two, go out and exercise. 150 minutes of moderate exercise each week is important. And number three, eat healthy. Eat fruits and vegetables. 7 servings of fruit and vegetables a day are certainly important. And, you know, at the end of the day, that is the best prescription to be a Husker fan for many, many years.
Exactly. We want those folks to be healthy. Great to talk with us, and congratulations on the success that the university is doing to make us a healthier state, and let's keep this thing going on. We're going to give you a week off, and then we'll be back with you after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all in Husker Nation. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, 4 campuses, 1 Nebraska.